Hello, everyone. Today I'm jumping on the bandwagon and I'm doing the October Is Here questionnaire by Penny for your tot bod. Number one, based on your username, what would your Halloween costume be? Oh, I guess I would be a kitten, but let's put a pacifier in my mouth because baby kitten. Number two, did you celebrate Halloween growing up trick-or-treating? Yes, I did celebrate Halloween. Yes, I always trick-or-treated. I did a lot of fairy princess type costumes and then a lot of Wonder Woman costumes. Yeah, those are my favorite costumes to wear when I was little. Number three, what is the best or most favorite costume you've ever worn? Sexy bedroom costumes count. Oh man, I think my favorite costume ever that I've ever worn in my entire life would probably be back in freshman year of high school when I was like the original Harley Quinn, but without the like the little headpiece. I just had like blonde pigtails and it was pretty nice and I liked it a lot. Number four, mummy, werewolf, vampire. Which would you rather have sex with and why? Probably werewolf, because the whole like beast thing, you know, like just being like put in my place. I feel like a werewolf would do that. Yeah, that makes sense, right, guys? Number five, what is your favorite movie or TV show to watch around Halloween? I'll do both. My favorite movie, either Hocus Pocus or any of the Halloween Towns from Disney Channel. Those were bomb. And then TV show, I like to watch Charmed or Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Yeah. Number six, do you enjoy the following? Pumpkin patches, corn mazes, pumpkin spice lattes, cool costumes, people asking for free candy. I like all of those except for pumpkin spice lattes. I know, guys. I know. I don't like it. I don't really like pumpkin things. Like the taste of pumpkin. It just wasn't not my thing. Number seven, tell us a really good Halloween joke. On the spot? Oh, okay. I just called my friend to find a joke because I have no jokes. She just sent me this one and it is called, what do you call a Halloween boner? Petrified wood. That was awful. That was an awful joke. Do not laugh. It was bad. All right. Number eight, tell us a fun story about yourself that involves either Halloween, October, or fall in general. Okay, let's see. My dad was out of town one Halloween. I think it was in junior year of high school. And my friends and I all had like a little party get together at my house because I have the biggest house. And we went outside to like see all the trick-or-treating and such. And we went out, there's like haunted houses, like people build haunted houses in our neighborhood. And so we went into some of these and they were scary. We're like, oh no. And so we're walking back to my house and we just hear like a rev of a chainsaw. And we look behind us and there's this guy with like a freaky mask, like chasing us with a chainsaw all the way to our house. We're like, we're gonna die. We're gonna die. And like, it was so scary. Like we jumped over my fence into my backyard and he just like revved it even more. Like he was gonna like cut our like fence down, but he didn't. And he just kind of laughed and walked away. And it was super scary, but like, now I look back at it, it was super funny. So got chased by a guy with a chainsaw. So turn up. I'll stop. Number nine, sing a Halloween inspired song or read us a short Halloween inspired poem. Oh dear. Sing a song. If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
If there's something weird and it don't look good, who are you gonna call? I ain't afraid of no ghost. Am I good now? Was that good enough, guys? Was that good enough? All right, let's move on from that. Oh, jeez, that was so silly. All right, number 10. If you can go trick-or-treating with any other Oh, with three other GW heirs, who would it be and why? Oh, no. Oh, that's hard. That's hard. That's hard. Okay, okay, okay. I'd say Cuddly Bear because I bet he would have, like, a really scary costume. And I feel like that'd be cool because I like to be scared. Maybe Mr. Tinkles, too, because I feel like he'd also have, like, a really creative costume idea. And I just feel like we would all just have a good time just trick-or-treating everywhere. I don't know. From what I can hear from their voices, they just sound like a great time. So I can't really think of another one. I can't really think of another person. Sorry. Anyway, I think that's all of the questions. Yes, that's all the questions. Yay! I'm so excited for Halloween, you guys. I'm so excited. And I'm glad that there was a questionnaire for it. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this. And I will see you guys next time. Or listen to you guys next time. I'm just gonna go. Okay.